Our story today is called Number One Across. So I had a neighbor, he was over 80, a widowed guy. Every time I went to get the newspaper, I'd go to my mailbox, I'd open it, and I'd find the crossword puzzle already done. Now, I don't do them, so I didn't really care, but it was strange. So one day I decided to try and find out who was doing my crosswords. I checked at 8 a.m., they were already done. Next day, 7:30, already done. Day 3, 7 a.m., done. I gave up. Then one night at 4 a.m., I was coming back home from a very late night out. Passing by the mailbox, I saw nothing had been delivered yet. I decided to place my GoPro camera inside the box and see what would happen. Aha! Finally got it. It was my neighbor. He'd done the crossword standing up right at my mailbox. He was there, staring at my door from time to time, scratching his head. So the next day, I went over to his house. And I brought him a 1,000 puzzle crossword book, and I dropped it right at his doorstep. I rang the bell, and then I peeked out from my car. It took him some time to open the door, but when he found it, he was like a little kid with a new puppy. He stayed on his porch and spent like 2 hours doing crosswords, and then he fell asleep. The next day, as I was getting back home from work, he came over to apologize, like a kid that had to confess something. He even brought along some cookies. We sat and talked about his World War II service and how much the world had changed. I often brought him over crossword books until he passed away about a year ago. May he rest in peace. Romans 15:2 says, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.